Hi, welcome back to Daf HaShavua. We're up to the very end of the first parak of Rosh Hashanah, Chof Beis Amid Aleph 22a. So, Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that Chas V'Shalom Sh'Rabbi Akiva Ikvan. Chas V'Shalom to say that Rabbi Akiva was the one who hold back the witnesses who came to testify about the new moon. Ella, rather, there was a guardian there. There was a guy, a macher in charge there. His name was Shezefer, who was the Rosh Hashal Gadar Ikvan. He was the head official over there. He's the one who ended up holding them back. V'Shalach Rabbi Gamliel V'Arudu Megdeluso. In response to that, Rabbi Gamliel sent out an order that this guy, Shezefer, should be removed from his position. Okay, now let's continue. Next Mishnah. Av ubeno sherot achodesh, a father and son who see the new moon. Yelchu, let them both go to Beis Din. Meaning, even though they're related, let them both go. Lo shenit starfuzim, not because we're going to use them together in testimony, you can't. Elashim yipasol echa mehem yitstarfuzim echa. Just in case one of them turns out to be a bad witness, I could use the other one in conjunction with somebody else. Rabbi Shimon says, Av ubeno v'chol akrovim ksherem le'edus. A father and a son, as well as any relatives, they can testify about the new moon. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, Maisa b'Tuvia HaRofa, it happened with Tuvia the doctor, Sharot HaChodesh b'Yerushalayim, that he saw the new moon Yerushalayim with his son and his Eved, v'kiblu Kohanim Osov Espino, and the Kohanim accepted him and his kid as witnesses. We're not sure who these Kohanim were, by the way. Upaslu es avdo, but they didn't allow his slave. Ukashabo lifnei Beis Din, when they came before the Beis Din, kiblu oso, they accepted him and his avdo, but they passled his son, but they didn't allow his son. That follows the opinion of the Tanakhama, which doesn't allow Tuvia and his son to testify together. They're also arguing on a second level with about the validity of slaves over here, for one to be able to testify. Okay, let's begin the Gemara. Let's talk about the idea of Reb Shimon who allowed relatives to come together to testify. Amar Reb Levi, my time to Reb Shimon. What in the world is the reason for Reb Shimon? Dechtiv, because it says Vayomer Hashem Moshe v'al Aaron be'eretz Mitzrayim lemor hachodesh hazeh lechem, that Hashem said to Moshe and Aaron in the land of Egypt, this month will be yours. Eidus zot hekshero bechem. That means Bechem, meaning through your testimony of the new moon, that's how we mekadesh the chodesh. Meaning through you, Moshe and Aaron, they were brothers. You see, relatives could testify. Rabbanan, how did the Rabbanan who argue respond? Eidus zu tehe mesorah lechem. They interpret it to mean that this Eidus is placed under your auspices. Meaning just as Moshe and Aaron were the greatest chachamim of their time, so too the great rabbis of each generation should be in charge of this. Am Rabbi Yossi Maisi B'tu Rove. Rabbi Yossi, once happened with Tuvia the Rofa, we said in the Mishnah. Am Rabbi Rava Hilchak Reb Shimon. The halacha is like Reb Shimon. We allow relatives. Here our Mishnah quotes Reb Yossi who argues Reb Shimon. And then you say, you know, then you tell me the halacha is like Reb Shimon. So Amr Lo, he says, Rav Huna, Vahal Zimnin Sagi and Amrin Kamek, Darav Hilchsek Reb Shimon. There were many times that I said in front of Rav that the halacha is like Reb Shimon. Velo Amr Li, Velo Midi. And he didn't respond. So if you want to say halacha is like Reb Yossi, surely he would have responded back to me. So, no, Rav Huna thinks there was a misunderstanding here. Amr Lo, sister of Chana Barava, Heicha Tanis, how do you quote a Mishnah, Heicha Tanis, how do you quote a Mishnah before Rav? So Amrle, he says to Rav Huna, Ibcha, no, I quoted it the other way. That's what I meant. I gave the opinion that relatives could testify together to Rav Yossi and the opinion they can't to Rav Shimon. So Amrle, so he says back to Rav Chanan Barava, Mishum Hachi Lomer Chavit, that's why he didn't respond to you. Because the names were swapped around wrong. So Amar Tavi Brei Demari Tavi Amar Amar Ukva Amar Shmuel. Tavi, the son of Mari Tavi, in the name of Mar Ukva, who said the name of Shmuel, Hilchsek Rav Shimon. The halacha, in fact, is like Rav Shimon, that relatives can testify. That's the bottom line. Okay, next Mishnah. The Torah tells us in Shmos Perichav Gimel, Al Tasheis Yadcha Im Rasha Lios Eid Chamas. Don't put your hand together with a wicked person to be a witness that steals. So what the Gemara is going to learn from here that that anyone who robs cannot testify. So we'll see who that's referring to. Eluhein Apsulim. These are the ones who cannot testify about the new moon. Hamasachik Pekuvia, one who shoots the dice. Malve Beribis, those who lend with ribis interest. Mafri Chayonim, those who do a special type of gambling thing where they have doves race each other. Sochre Shvias, people who sell and make money off of Shemitah stuff. Avadim, slaves. And Zehaklal, this is the general rule. Kol Eidah She'ena Ishek Sherila. Any testimony which a woman cannot do, they also, the people in this list cannot do either. The two are going to be linked together through a special limit in the Gemara. So, but wait a second. When a woman can testify, these people could testify as well. So Amar Rav Ashi, the conclusion that emerges from that, Zos Omeris, Gazlan Divrayim, Ksherim Le'idus Isha. A robber midrabanan is kosher to testify with about concerning a woman to allow her to marry. Meaning, everybody in the Mishnah can testify that a man died, therefore freeing the woman who's sort of an aguna, who's stuck. The rabbis were mekil there because of mishumi guna hikilu burebana, because of the plight of the aguna, they were more lenient. But midaraisa robbers, who stole outright and are totally suspected, they cannot testify even in this case. So misha ro es achodesh v'enei cholach. Someone saw the new moon, but they're unable to make it there to the Beis Din. Molichan oso ala chamor. You bring him by donkey, even on Shabbos. Afilu b'mita. Even carry him on their shoulders in a bed. Beim tzodalehem. And if they're afraid that carrying him, there's an ambush out there that's going to mess them over, it would happen often. What type of ambush? It was common that the tzedukim would lie in wait to ambush the witnesses before they get there, because they didn't want the Rosh Chodesh to be declared in its time. Lo kem biyad maklos. They could put in their hands the sticks. Ve'im ha'isa derech chokan, if it was far, Yerushalayim. Lo kem biyad mizos. They can carry food. Sha'al mahalach laila v'yom machal shav yotzim ezchosh. Because we already said that for a path of a night and a day, if that's how long the journey is going to take, the witnesses could violate the Shabbos and testify about the new moon. Shenamar, it says, Eila Moedei Hashem, Asher Tikro Osamba Moedam. These are the appointed times of Hashem, which you should declare in the appropriate time. Okay, we're up to Perek Beis. Here we go. Second chapter, Rosh Hashanah. Im Eina Makirin Oso. If the members of the Sanhedrin who are going to accept this testimony don't know the witnesses, they don't recognize them. Meshalchinimo Achel Lahaido. The court, send with him somebody else who could testify him from his place of origin. So why do you need that confirming witness? Originally, they would accept testimony from anybody. But what happened was, Mishakilkulu habaitusim. The baitusim started messing up the process of the Beis Din. So they decided, Hitkinushi loyeh mekablin ella mina makirin. They decided they're only going to accept edus from those they recognize. Who were the baitusim? The baitusim were an apikoris group that said, we accept the written Torah, but we don't accept the oral Torah and the chachamim. So they wanted to try to mess over the Sanhedrin's process in fidelity with the written law as opposed to the oral law. Okay, so my acher, what does it mean they get somebody else? Chad, it means that they get one other person to testify as well. Let's go to Chaf Beis, Amud Beis, 22b at the top. V'chad mi mehem. Why would one person be believed that they're going to bring along? We always need two. V'atayman den abraisa, ma'isa shaba hu ve'edav imo lahaylav. Once happened that the new moon witness came before the Sanhedrin on Shabbos, and he had next to him his witness that was going to ratify that he knows him. It says, though, in the plural, hu ve'edav, his witnesses, that he was accompanied by two people to confirm. So Amar Rav Papa, so you have to say my acher. What is another person with him? You have to say the word acher, another, means not another person, but a zug acher, another pair. Hachanami mistaber, this also makes sense. The lo te ma'achi, for if you don't say it, the Mishnah is referring to a pair. Im eina makirin oso, my oso, if they don't recognize him. What does it mean by him? Ilema oso chad, if you say the him is referring to the one witness who saw the moon, v'chad mi mehimin, why would it be one? One guy's going to be believed when he testifies about the moon? Mishpak sivbe, it says judgment, that it's got to be like a real Beis Din, where you have two people. So what is oso him? It means it's a reference to collective, oso hazug, that pair. So here too, in this Mishnah's clause, what's the acher? It's referring to not another person, but zug acher, another pair. That's what it's referring to. Okay, so let's discuss that really, if you need really two confirming witnesses. V'chad lo mehim, and one is not going to be believed. They're going to argue now the opposite way. V'atayman, then a raisa, ma'isim, Rabbi Yunarai, once happened, Rabbi Norai, shahalach eitzel la'ed la'elam Shabbos b'usha. They went on Shabbos to the place where the witness Anusha to testify about him. So you see, Rab Nohorai was alone, and he's believed to vouch for the new witness. Amri, they said, Rab Nohorai sada achrin avin. No, Rab Nohorai brought someone else with him. V'had lo chashiv lein. The reason the Tana didn't mention it is because the guy was a nothing compared to Rab Nohorai. Rab Nohorai is world famous. Bishum kvodo shal Rab Nohorai. Rav Ashi gives a different reason about the second confirming witness going with Rav Nohorai. He says, Rav Nohorai sada achrin av Usha. He had another witness who was already there in Usha he was meeting up with. But also Rav Nohorai lit the roof of Bahadir, and they went to join him. So just mention that Rav Nohorai came up from out of town. Ihachi maila memra. So then why is it even bothering to tell us that Rav Nohorai traveled to Usha on Shabbos? What's the chiddush? Because maura tema misvap kalei mechal on Shabbos, that on the basic of a suffix, you can't violate the Shabbos. Right? meaning you might think that you can't violate the Shabbos as a confirming witness unless we know you're going to have another confirming witness with you. Kamash Balana teaches us that's not the case. On the side that he thought he had someone to pair with, that's enough for him to get up and go. Kiata Ula, when Ula came to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael, Amr, he said, Kidshua Liarka Bamarava. They already sanctified the new month in the west, that's Eretz Yisrael. So he was telling the Jews of Bavel which day the Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael declared the Rosh Chodesh. So Amr of Kahana, Lomi Bahi Ula Degav Rabu. Of course, Ula, who is such a great person, is going to be believed when he reports. Ela afilu inish to alma namim, but even a regular person is going to be believed when he comes back with that information to Bavel. My time, what's the reason? Because kol milsa da avida legluye lo mishakre be inche is a famous concept. Because his credibility is based on the fact that something which is going to get public anyways, it's going to be in the shul bulletin in 2 weeks whenever it comes out. So people are not going to lie. Tanam hachon raisa boch besovalam. Someone came from the other end of the world. Vamar kitchu based in a chodesh, meaning a stranger who we don't know at all, that's the point. And said, based in sanctified the month, on this day, Naaman, he's believed. But Rishona, the Mishnah said, originally, they would accept testimony from anybody about the new moon. But we said, the Baitusim came and threw it off. Tana Rabbana Makil Kol Gavotusim, how did they throw it off, the Baitusim? What did they do? So, Pamechat Bikshu Baitusim Lahatos Chachamim. One time, the Baitusians tried to, fool the Chachamim into Mekadosh the Chodesh the wrong day. What they do? Sachu shnei bnei adam ba'ar me'azuz. They hired two guys, 400 Jews, two hitmen. Echad mishlon of echad mishalahem. One of ours and one of theirs. Meaning, one of the false witnesses was a Baitusim, the other was not. But the Baitusim didn't realize he was not from their team. So they paid these guys to testify falsely that they had seen the new moon. Shalahem ha'id edus aviyotza. The witness who was their own guy gave his testimony and left. Shalanu amrlo. The other one said to him, Amor ketzarid levanis. The basin said to him, tell us, how'd you see the moon? He said, Aula hayiti b'mal adumim. I was going up to Mal adumim, and re'isa shu rabutz ben shnei slam. And I saw the moon crouching between two rocks. Rosh adomala egel. The top of it looked like a calf. And oznov domala gedi. And its ears looked like a kid. Karnav domas letzvi. The horns resembled a deer. V'zanva munach smirch. And its tail was between its legs. V'etzatibo. And I looked at it, Vinar Tartin Rafalti Lakhray, and I was shocked, and I fell off my chair, I fell backwards. Some type of allegory here. V'im ein atem aminilein. And if you don't believe me, I have 200 zuz in my pocket that I was given to tell you this testimony. So Amrullah said to him, Mi eskegelecha? Who got you involved in this? Amrullah shamati shabikshu baidadas nechamim. He said, I heard the Baitusim were looking for people who could fool the chachamim. So I said to myself, Eilecha aniva odilem. I told them, yeah, I'd love to go. Shema yavo v'ni adam sheinu begonim. Why? Because I'm afraid that if I don't take the job, someone shady was going to take the job and fool the Chachamim. So better I take the job. Amr they said to him, Matayim zuz netuim chantana. The 200 zuz that are given to you as a gift, ba'schor chiyam maisol amud. And the one to hire you should be given, makas. Ba'osa shahid kino. At that time they instituted, you only accept, the base only accept testimony from those who are known to be, trustworthy. Okay, new Mishnah. Barishona hayu masi and masuas. Originally, they would set up a relay system where they would light torches, and as one torch was lit, the one who saw that torch next would light his torch, and that's how it would spread. Mishakilkulu akutim, when the kutim would ruin this whole get up, this whole process here. So hitkinu sheishluchim yotzim. They sent out that the chachamim, that the messengers should go out to spread the word. So how did they light the torches originally? Ketzad hayu masim asuas. Mevi'in klonsa shel erez arukin. They would bring long poles of cedar wood. V'kanim va'atzei shema ve'udu shel pishtan. Reeds and special types of woods and flax combs. V'korech v'meshicha. They would bundle them around the top of the pole with a string. Ola barosh ahar. Go up the mountain u'matz b'mor and set it on fire. Molech u'mev mal. He would wave the torch back and forth, up and down. Achu roes chaveru shu osa kem barosh ahar. Hashem, until he sees his friend doing the same on top of the second mountain. Bechem Rosh Harshlin, so to on the top of the third mountain. Umeayin hayu masiyah masuas. And which vantage point would they light the torch? Which mountain tops would they put there? Mehara Mishcha Lesarta, from the Hara, the Mehara Mishcha was the Mount of Olives, to Sartava. Umisartava to, Grofina. From Grofina le Chavaryan, from Grofina to Chavran, Chavran le Beit Baltin, Chavran to Beit Baltin, and from Beit Baltin lo Zazu Misham, they didn't move from there. Elamolichumeve, they would wave it and lift, back and forth. Achiro Kolagonimus, until the entire people living outside would see it and light up like a bonfire to set their fire. Okay, the Gemara almost finished. My mashbet masiyan lishni yikuru. What does it mean when the masiyan? What is the pasuk telling you that masiyan is a type of burning? Dichtiv v'yasem David on Hashem. It says v'yasem David and his people, and we say the Targum explains it as ukdinan David. That is David and his men burned them. Right, burned, used as fire. So you see that this masiyan is connected very much to the notion of burning. Tana Rabbanan, ein masiyan masal chodesh shenir bizmanu. They light torches only for the new moons that were seen in its time. Lekacha, so they could makadish the chodesh. Ve'ein masay masiyan. When do they light the torches? Leor iburo, on the evening after that extra day. Meaning day 30 is called Yom HaIbur, the intercalary day, because that's the day when the court would add into the month going out, making that day the 30th, the outgoing month, and delaying Rosh Chodesh until the next day. It was only on the night that was after that day that the torch would be lit, meaning if the 30th day was declared Rosh Chodesh, the torches would signal at night, when they could be seen from a distance. So Lememra, that comes to say, Da Chaser Avdinan, that for a missing month, we do the lighting of the torch, we do light. Amali Lovdina, but for a full month, we don't light, right? That's the implication. When the whole month is full, that is 30 days, and Rosh Chodesh is the next day, we don't sign the torches. So my time, what's the chiluk? Why? Amrav Zeira, Gzer Mishum Rosh Chodesh Chaser Shchalis Be'er Shabbos. We don't light the torches for Rosh Chodesh following a full month because there's a Gzer of a situation where Rosh Chodesh follows a lacking month, and falls on a Friday. So, cause Amos Avdi, cause when you have that, when are you gonna light the torches to announce that Friday's Rosh Chodesh? Bapuke Shapsa, Saturday night? Diamars Navid, Nami Amali. If you say that in general, we should do the lighting torches even for a full month, then in the situation when you have Friday, day 30 is Rosh Chodesh, Otu, what's gonna happen is the people from out of town are gonna come limited. They're gonna make a mistake, when they see the torches on Motzei Shabbos, because you can't light it on Shabbos. So you're gonna see it on Motzei Shabbos, and Amri Hai Chaser, and they're gonna think it was a Chaser day, that meaning Friday day 30 was Rosh Chodesh. V'hai D'lo Ovid Me'etmol, and that where the Beis Din didn't do the lighting yesterday on Friday is Mishum D'Lefsher, because they can't do it on Shabbos, or because it was Mully and they did it at the right time. There's gonna be such confusion going on. All right, let's stop there for today.